Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. But first of all, I want to thank you for tuning in. I know you have other things you could be doing, but we appreciate you being dedicated listeners, and we do hear from some of you and know that you are dedicated listeners. And if you're new to the show, Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, we're a nonprofit, nonpartisan, conservative, grassroots organization. We stand for the Constitution, freedom, liberty, lower taxes, less government, and holding our elected officials accountable. And that's what we're all about. Today, we're missing a couple of people. They're out on the road traveling, and that would be Howe and Rayner. James, Howe is the chairman of CCTA, and Rayner is chair of the State Legislative Action Committee, and they have so much to bring to the table. We miss them when they're not here, but we have some very capable other panel members, and that would be Diane Ruffino, who is with us today.
Hello.
Diane is an attorney, teacher. The list is just so long. She's very accomplished.
A person who plants flowers in the freezing cold.
In the freezing cold.
Mm, yeah. We didn't say she was smart. We just said she was well educated.
Common sense is lacking.
Oh, no, I wouldn't say that. But we do appreciate Diane's participation. Diane is from Pitt County, where she was instrumental in starting the East Carolina Tea Party there. And that was a number of years ago, and they're still active. We have Bob Griswold and wife, Mary Griswold.
Hello.
Bob and Mary bring an interesting perspective all the way from Massachusetts. But they have a very conservative view, and they can share a lot with us about having lived in a not-so-conservative place.
Yes.
Did I word that correctly?
I think it, an area where sometimes your voice didn't count at all.
So this is a new experience for them here in North Carolina, and we're glad to have them. Today, guys, what I'd like to do is start off talking about, we're right here at the end of the year. We only got a couple of weeks left, and we got a new year coming up. So much has happened this past year. Let's touch on a few of your favorite things that have happened. And, of course, it wasn't this past year, but the prior year we got a new administration. But in this year, this new administration has accomplished a lot of things. The problem is most people don't know what they are because the media, the mainstream media, doesn't report them.
Keeps it well hidden.
That's right. The only thing they want to report is negative. So what's the most positive thing you can think of that came out of the new administration this year?
Well, the Kavanaugh hearings, the Kavanaugh confirmation for me, being a lawyer and looking at Supreme Court cases over the years, this is a really big thing, having another conservative appointed to it, a pretty much liberal Supreme Court. We've had a liberal Supreme Court for so long, and we see what's happened to our society from the constant eroding of the Constitution, the wide interpretations, broad interpretations of what the government's powers are, and societal change, which is really run around from the democratic process. So we have Kavanaugh, and although it was a really good confirmation and a good decision by Trump, the actual process itself was a negative. It brought out the worst. We already know that the members of the left are some of the worst despicable people in government, and it just brought them out. It showed their true colors.
Right. There's nothing they won't do to achieve their goals.
They even take down a man and ruin his family, embarrass his family, personal attack, personal destruction. It was pitiful.
And that one was highly publicized, so a lot of people are aware of that. Some other ones where they did the same thing, General Flynn, him and his family. Yeah. Mary?
I think the interesting part of that was that the president did not back down.
Exactly.
And the Republicans on the committee did not back down. It has come out since then that many of these charges were questionable at best. Mm-hmm. And I think the fact that it didn't work might be a step forward and might create a hesitancy to use that tactic in the future.
I wish you were right, but
I don't like to quote
something you said earlier, I'm going to have to see it to believe it. So.
The irony is there was a ruling, I think, either yesterday or today, where he ruled in favor of federal dollars going to Planned Parenthood. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know the details of the case, but he's a person that was put there to rule constitutionally. And I don't know the details, so I can't grouse about his ruling. Right. Not knowing the details, but it is probably not the way that I would have liked to have him vote, but my like may not be constitutional.
And it may not have touched actually on whether abortion is a fundamental right. That's
right.
So. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, the way they went about it was despicable. They call us deplorables. I'm going to call them despicables. So,
and that's being nice.
Yeah, that is being very nice. He had a long record. History that you could look at. And he had been investigated and everything in his life had been gone through numerous times with no problems. And then all of a sudden, at the last moment, all this stuff drops. So that's how they like to operate, Diane.
You know, the image that sticks in my mind is of Kavanaugh defending himself, teary-eyed, breaking down, and no man with his record should have to go through that on public TV. I know Justice Thomas went through similar hell. He called it a high-tech lynching. But you know, that's the image that's seared in my brain. And I'm sure when he goes to bed at night, he remembers that they put him in that that situation. And it's a shame that the Democrats, had to put Kavanaugh set on the bench, ready to rule with that kind of history, with that kind of experience. Right. I can't imagine it not playing a little bit on his mind when he rules.
There's another aspect of this, too, in the basic nomination, because in the past, some of our Republican presidents have been very careful to nominate judges who didn't have a record, mm-hmm. because they nominated these squishy people so they could get them through this confirmation process because nobody knew what they believed.
Yeah.
Trump picked somebody who had a record, who had a history, and based on his record, should have been a shoo-in.
And that's exactly how we got Justice Kennedy. It was Bork. He was the consolation for Bork. So.
Right. Well, Diane, that was a very good example of some of the stuff that happened this past year in that administration. And, you know, when you're talking about judges, not just at the Supreme Court level, but your federal level, your federal courts, your like the Ninth District, and you look at how many times they've been overturned. There's a reason for that, and it's because of the quality of the judges that are being appointed in some of these federal courts. And then you look at the state level, you've got the same problem there. Our administration here locally in the state, how do they want to do everything? They want to carry it to the courts, and how do they do that? They judge shop till they find one that's going to agree with them, and they finally, you know, get things done, like the marriage amendment, like the first time when we passed
voter ID,
voter ID, and one judge overturned that. And that's something that hopefully we're going to see start changing. It's gotten more exposure and more visibility, and people are starting to understand what's really going on. They're getting fed up with it. Well, we're going to take a break to hear from our sponsors, and when we come back, Bob, it'll be your turn.
Okay.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern. Everyone loves fresh seafood, and Redfish Seafood Market on Highway 55 East in Grantsboro has all your favorites like shrimp, scallops, and salmon, and plenty of fresh fish in season. Come for our own soft-shell crabs, pecan wood smoked sausage and salmon, and our very own boiled peanuts. Load up on seafood seasoning, flavorful breading, and sausage from the Redfish Seafood Market, Thursday through Saturday, 10 a.m. till 6 p.m., Highway 55 East in Grantsboro, across from the Dollar Tree.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend features delicious handmade Italian dishes like lasagna, spaghetti, fettuccine alfredo, stromboli, calzone, and many more. And now Panicelli's has home delivery. Panicelli's uses only the freshest ingredients, and they have fantastic New York-style pizza in four sizes or by the slice. Panicelli's Pizzeria also has great salads and subs. So today, head to River Bend, and Panicelli's is at 40 Shoreline Drive, or call Panicelli's Pizzeria for home delivery.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military. Just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, before the break, we were talking about some events that happened this past year under the current administration. But before we move on to Bob, I want to go ahead and tell you about our Christmas party, the CCTA Christmas party, which will be held on the 18th of December. That's a Tuesday night. We have our regular public meetings the third Tuesday of every month, and the December meeting is always our Christmas party. There's always a ton of food and good camaraderie. People come from all around. We'll have state representatives and other elected officials there. They always show up. So it's a good opportunity to get together and socialize. And I don't mean that in a socialist way, just the word socialize.
Well, we do have to share our food, right?
Yeah, you do share your food.
Stanley Hall Ballroom, downtown.
Right, Stanley Hall Ballroom, downtown New Bern. And it is free and open to the public. So
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. Everybody's invited, so come on out and join us, and you can meet the cast of CCTA Wake Up Call. We'll even do autographs for you. For a small fee, Bob said. Bob is our treasurer.
So. You couldn't read his anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Okay, well, let's move along. Bob, this past year, won the more interesting things that you can remember.
Well, actually, you know, I want to bring it up to here we are recording on Wednesday, and it's either yesterday or today where one of the statistical things now said we are an energy independent country.
Wow. That is an accomplishment.
It's an accomplishment. Last time, I think, was early 70s. It was the early 70s that we were an independent, energy independent
right.
country. Theoretically, we're making more energy than we're consuming.
Well, we've always had that capability.
We've had the capability, but we've had so many laws and procedures against the ability to...
Right,
to
environmental protection and all kinds of reasons why we shouldn't be number one. But
for those of us who remember the gas crisis of the late 1970s, this is important.
This is important.
This impacts our politics. This impacts our economy. This makes us a more attractive place for businesses to come and set up their manufacturing because we have energy. And this is important on a lot of different levels.
And on international relations,
absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And on national security.
That's right.
And on national
security. I mean, you know, in an unstable world where we rely on people that aren't necessarily our friends to get energy from, it's not good.
And OPEC has just recently said they were going to cut oil production to raise the price. Well, that may impact us, but it won't impact us as much as it would have if we were not manufacturing the amount of energy that we're manufacturing.
Right. Being self-reliant is always the best way to go, I
yes.
think. Oh, okay. And I saw something the other day I haven't seen in a long, long time. You know, Harris Teeter opened up their new store.
Yes.
And they were giving an extra 20 cents a gallon off, wasn't it?
Or yes.
10 cents. 20 cents. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I paid $1.99 a gallon for gas. When I looked at the pump and it said $1.99 under two, I said, I couldn't believe that. I had to take a picture of it.
I was going to say, you need to take out the cell phone, take a picture. I yes.
Some of us remember when gas was 29 cents a gallon.
Right, right. Well, that's a good point, Bob. The energy, the improvements there and becoming self-sufficient is actually a very big step. For all the reasons we just stated, I think national security is a big one that because we don't know what's going to happen over the next few years. The world's in a turmoil. You look at France and what's going on there and the Middle East and Germany and there's...
Britain with Brexit.
Yeah.
It causes too many entanglements, you know, and we need to be able to just pursue foreign policy just straight. And clear, not with any entanglements due to energy concerns.
Yes.
All right. So building that energy infrastructure back up and becoming self-sufficient is great. Anything else?
No, I'm going to pass on to Mary right now, and I know that we'll be back around the table. But.
Oh, yeah, because there's more examples like the steel industry and all. How,
yes, bringing stuff, but yeah,
bringing it back.
Back in the 70s, I lived in Rhode Island, and I worked for Brown & Sharp Machine Tool Manufacturing Company. And they had talked at that time. Now, again, this is the early 1970s. They had talked at that time about the caution of the United States changing from a manufacturing economy to a service economy. Now, the difference in the manufacturing economy, manufacturing economy goes through very, very slow cycles of up and down. It takes a long time to ramp up manufacturing. And while you have a lot of production capability, it actually takes a long time for you to realize that you need to slow down. And it's a very, very long cycle. The switch from that, as manufacturing jobs moved overseas, to a service economy, now more people are there working in pizzerias, working in sandwich shops or whatever else. Well, it's very, very easy to lay off a person from the pizzeria today because I didn't get 10 orders tonight or something like that. So you lay a person off. Now, not only did you lay that person off, you have now stopped their ability to spend at the next shop. Mm-hmm. So this is the service economy goes through very, very wild swings over very, very short periods of time.
I'm glad you brought that up. Before we move on to Mary, you're talking about the pizza place and all that. Let's talk a little bit about minimum wage, the increase in minimum wage. What has been the result of that?
job
laying
loss.
People off. Yes.
How many places fast foods? I mean, right here in New Bern at the McDonald's when they remodeled it, what did they put in?
Well, they put in these automatic kiosks.
Right. So you don't need all those people anymore who most of the time didn't get my order right anyway. Now I can walk in and push the picture of the hamburger myself. And most of the time,
it's idiot proof.
You've got a better chance of getting the right thing.
You got a better chance, yeah. There's still the possibility in the back there. But
It still is an electronic, one-arm bandit, a slot machine, yeah.
So, people just got to understand, it sounds good if, hey, I'm going to get $12 an hour or $20 an hour. That sounds good, but what's going to be the result of that? Prices are going to have to go up to cover that. People think that the wealthy are just getting away with everything. They don't understand that there's a thin line between profit and losing money in a lot of these businesses. Seasonal thing, like the snow cone place out on Glen Burnie Road. How much money are they making now?
No,
not a whole lot right now.
No. Not when Diane can go out and harvest snow for
So that was one I thought of was the effects of the minimum wage being jacked up because of demands and the results of that. Mary, what have you got for us?
Think back to before the election, where some of the pundits predicted that if Donald Trump was elected, the economy was going to crash rapidly. And when they got tired of that, and it didn't seem to be working, and the tax cuts went through, then the economy was going to crash because of the tax cuts. Well, Investors Business Daily posted an article recently about the numbers, because the numbers tell the tale. And these are congressional budget off numbers, Congressional Budget Office numbers. And the overall tax revenues climbed by $14 billion in the first 2 months of 2018. Now, that's really good news.
Right.
Unfortunately, spending climbed by $27 billion, which left us in those first 2 months a $13 billion deficit. So it seems to me that our problem is spending. And it's, to me, that what happened with the tax increase was, or tax decrease, was they spurred economic growth. More people got jobs. As more people get jobs, more people come off unemployment and other welfare programs. And corporations make more profits, which they can pass along to their stockholders and bonuses for their employees and things like that.
Right.
So everyone profited by this, but unfortunately, Congress didn't realize that they needed to curb their spending, that they had more money, but that didn't mean they had to spend it twice.
Well, let me step in defense of some of that. You mentioned Trump, and we have in the County Compass newspaper, we have our CCTA page, and we do a Trump report card. A few moments ago, at the introduction, I mentioned that we are nonprofit and we are nonpartisan. Now, because of you using Trump, and we have people that will label us as being partisan. And I'd just like to point out that the reason that we're talking about the current administration and pointing towards President Trump is not because of his party affiliation, but because of his policies.
Yes.
His conservative policies. His, like you just mentioned, lowering taxes and some of the other things. Now, yes, we spent too much. But in defense of that, right here at the beginning, I think it was necessary to correct some of the problems that the previous administration left us with. Our military was almost devastated.
Yes, that's
true. He updated the military.
That's right. True.
Devastated. I mean, I don't know if we could have stood up against any small nation if we had to, because things were just so bad.
Has what has happened economically since we have changed administrations? If you put another businessman in other than Trump who had the backbone that Trump had, I think you would have gotten the same result if you had a conservative businessman with a backbone.
Right.
It's not about Trump, and I don't always agree with the way Trump handles certain situations. He is such a New Yorker. But what I think we need to look at the idea of electing businessmen rather than politicians. I'm reminded of George McGovern and the article he wrote for Forbes after he got out of the Senate. He had opened up a bed and breakfast in Connecticut, which went bankrupt. And he wrote an article for Forbes, and he said, if I had understood the impact of the regulations that I passed on small business and the impact they would have on small business, I wouldn't have passed them.
Yeah. Well, some of our best presidents, greatest presidents, were not politicians. Reagan.
Mm.
Reagan was an actor. He wasn't a politician. But and you can go on, there's others in the past history.
No, but too often our elected officials aren't going back into their, you know, back to their counties, their states to resume their business.
To live under the laws they've passed.
They're exempting themselves from the laws, and they're becoming career politicians. So they never really have to understand the impact. And you know, with the sheer numbers, you know, we're not really a republic like we used to, because, you know, they cap the number of people in Congress. So the numbers are growing up and the same number of representatives. So we're not getting the same representation, you know.
And they live in the swamp.
Right. So they live in the swamp. And because their citizenry is so populous, they don't bother to really understand and care what the issues are. They just make decisions.
Well, before we go to break, I'd like to put my opinion in on what the real problem is, since we won't mention the swamp. The Republicans have a veto-proof majority, and the president still can't get things done. That's part of the problem, and that's why there's too much spending. You know, they can't get in there and say, we're going to take these conservative policies and implement them and back the president and vote for these things that he's trying to do. They're still in the swamp, playing the swamp game. And I think once that gets cleaned out a little bit more, that might change. But we're going to take another break to hear from our sponsors. Please take time to listen to it and go and visit them. Tell them you heard about them on CCTA Wake Up Call.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout Eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Again, we have Diane Ruffino, Bob, and Mary Griswold.
Yes, yes.
And I'm your host, Rick Hopkins, and we, again, we appreciate your being part of the audience today. We've been talking about activities over the last year that the current administration has, things they've accomplished, and we're going to continue to talk about that. But while it's on my mind, I want to tell you about our January meeting. Third Tuesday of every month, free and open to the public, we meet at Stanley Hall Ballroom, downtown New Bern. You can go to our website, cctaxpayers.com. We post on the front page what the topic of the meeting is, what it's all about. If you go there now, you're going to see our Christmas party. But for January, it's going to be about the opioid epidemic. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that in the next segment of the show. But we have Sheriff Chip Hughes from Craven County, newly elected sheriff here. And we have Sheriff Asa Buck from Carter County. Both of those have already confirmed. I'm still waiting to hear from Sheriff Davis in Pamlico County and the newly elected sheriff in Pitt County. What's her name? Do you remember?
Paula Dance.
Paula Dance, first black female elected to sheriff here in North Carolina. I'm hoping to get confirmations from those two, and that'll give us a panel of four newly elected sheriffs. And we're going to talk about the opioid epidemic. If you heard the show several shows ago where we interviewed Chip Hughes prior to the election, he indicated that he had talked with Sheriff Asa Buck and Sheriff Davis, and they were having great success in programs they've implemented and were sharing information with him. So they're kind of forming a coalition to fight this epidemic. All right. Mary, you had a question, I think, that you wanted to ask Diane.
Yeah, Rick, you might want to ask Representative Greg Murphy to sit on the panel. He's our representative from the 9th District. He is championing legislation in Raleigh about the opioid epidemic. He spoke at our Pitt County, Eastern North Carolina Tea Party, full of facts, and he brought some insight to our group about the opioid epidemic.
That sounds good. I'll get that contact information from you, and we'll try to shoot him an invitation. Mary?
Diane, I had a question for you with your constitutional background. We have a Congress made up largely of professional politicians. That wasn't what our founding fathers intended, was it?
Absolutely not. And it really hit home right when Senator McCain passed away. And he was revered as a national treasure, a national hero. And I know part of it was probably for his service, which, I mean, their stories come out that it was questionable. But largely it's his service, his many, many, many years, almost an entrenched figure in Washington. But that's not what our founding fathers intended. Our founding fathers intended it to be truly a the people's government. And if you read John Adams and George Washington, there are two books that should be on every nightstand, and that is the Bible and the Constitution. Everybody should know the Constitution, and everybody should know their Bible. Bible to keep you honest and with integrity, morally sound, and then your Constitution. And the reason you know your Constitution is because it's your government, and you should want to serve in your government. You should be ready to serve. So what our founding fathers intended were people to step out of their business for a four-year term, serve, pass laws knowing exactly how it would impact the community, because they're going to go back to the community and not be and be afraid to pass something that is not sound, because they're going to have to live under those laws. They're going to have to go back to their communities, look their citizens, their fellow citizens in the eye, take the hard questions, and that would keep our politicians honest. But they were to serve one term, maybe two, but go back to the community and resume their business.
I want to, I'm not taking issue, but I don't want, and I don't want to be the eternal pessimist. However, politics today, many, many people go through school taking a political science course as their advanced course. Right now, very, very few people are the politicians that we elect. They have staff there that is also politically oriented staff. And I doubt that very many legislators today actually ever read the laws that they vote on or sign. They have staff that does all of their work for them. They have staff that bothers to read it. There is no way that they give a damn about how that law is going to be implemented or who it's going to affect afterwards.
All right. And I don't want to step on your toes, Diane, but the part of the problem that he's talking about, a lot of the staff and the elected politicians have legal backgrounds. They're former lawyers.
Well, that's true, but I think everybody in the CCTA and maybe even in my Eastern North Carolina Tea Party, we will encourage everybody to go to Washington, D.C., walk the hall, visit your senators, visit your congressmen. You'll not likely see them in the office, but you will see their aides, their staff.
Yeah.
And you will notice the age, the average age of those aides. They're in their early 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are out of college. I visited Tillis. I visited his office within the last month. And the lady there was at Chapel Hill. She was a senior, or going back to a senior. But she is in Washington, D.C., working for a senator, and she's still in college. So that's the average age. These are the people that are putting information together and helping senators and congressmen get the information, reading the bills, digesting them and rehashing them and stuff like that. And if you know what goes on at universities, their training, you can't imagine that they can comprehend something that is conservative in nature, a policy or a bill.
Right.
So I encourage everybody to go to Washington, D.C. and see for yourself who is really doing the work in Washington, D.C.
And further to my point about the legal background, the bills that they're not reading. Why do we have bills that are being passed and becoming laws that are thousands of pages long?
Exactly.
The founding fathers would never have stood for that.
They put the entire intent and function of government in what something is, what the Constitution is, what, maybe 8 pages? Whatever, however, right? That's the entire function of government. And you have bills that are thousands of pages for one topic?
And first of all, you're not going to be able to read it in the period of time that you have.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you were to be able to read it, they're not going to understand what they've read. There's so much stuff buried and hidden in there that sometimes isn't discovered for years.
Can you imagine Ocasio Cortez, is that her name?
Oh my
gosh. Can you imagine her with a bill that's 1,000 pages and imagine that she can even comprehend even the introductory paragraph? I can't imagine it.
No,
I can't.
No. All right. Well,
it's not supposed to be a comedy show.
I want to go back to something else you said, having the Bible and having the Constitution. Again, our founding fathers knew the importance of that. They were all very highly educated, and a lot of them, a lot of their education, their self-education, came from the Holy Scriptures. First textbook in our schools was Holy Bible. It was printed by the Library of Congress. So where's that separation of church and state that was supposedly mm-hmm. there? It wasn't there. Now, what's happened to our society since you've removed the Bible? You've tried to remove the Ten Commandments. Look what they did to Roy Moore over the Ten Commandments and all that.
Yeah.
Now, stop and think about that. What are the Ten Commandments? They're moral guidelines.
Absolutely.
You know, they don't want you to steal, lie, cheat, murder,
What's so wrong about people, adhering to those principles? I mean, really, you're a better person, you're a better member of society when you adhere to the Ten Commandments. I just don't understand why We don't want to kind of put that gentle pressure on
people. Well, I think
on,
you
on
just nailed it right
yeah,
there.
We don't want it.
They wanted to bring down society.
Yeah.
And the reason they want to do that is the elite, the globalists, want to control us. They want to control mm-hmm. our society. And the only way to do that is to demoralize it
yeah.
and to divide it. And cause conflict.
Well, they're trying to re-engineer our society, something right. that wasn't intended and something that's, frankly, is probably not natural.
So yeah? I think getting back to the Bible and the Constitution is a very good idea. Parents, if you don't have a copy of both in your homes, if you'll contact us, we'll try to do our best to make sure you get one.
Get both of them, yeah.
Right. And share it with your children. Morning devotions are a good idea. Spend some time with them at the supper table. After meals, instead of turning on the TV, sit down and have some study of those two books. And I guarantee you, your family will be better off for that, and so will our nation.
Two things. If anybody is listening and has children and is concerned, what are the right principles? What are our founding principles? What does the Constitution mean? What are its boundaries? And don't go to the school system. Don't go to libraries because you're not going to know which books to read. Contact members of the CCTA. Contact any member of any Tea Party. That's what we're founded on. That's what the Tea Party movement is founded on, is on an authentic, true history of our founding. The keys to our government and our liberty are grounded in our founding. So just contact anybody from a Tea Party and ask if there's any information or any kind of DVDs or any kind of information, and they will get that to you.
Good point. CCTA, one of our functions also is education. We do book studies on books that do just what you're talking about. We've got one that we like, which is based on the 28 Principles of Liberty. And
5,000-year leap.
Yeah.
5,000-year leap, yes.
The 5,000-year leap, the reason it's entitled the 5,000-year leap is because for the first few hundred years of civilization, what did man accomplish? The wheel, the fire, and then we went for 5,000 years and didn't do a whole lot,
Yeah.
When this country here was ordained by God and established, look what's happened in less than 200 years. Look at the progress, not just this country made, but because of the progress we made and shared with the rest of the world, the progress man made in the world, reaching the moon, and there were no limits. I think getting back to that is great.
Well, I think in there establishing, first off, the fact that we are born free.
Right.
The government doesn't make us free.
Freedom is not a right. Freedom is, you're born free.
You're born free.
Right. It's not a right that can be given nor taken away. And that's what the 28 Principles of Liberty are all about, and that's what the book's all about. Our rights are God-given. They're not government-given.
One thing that we got to remember is that a lot of our problem is that we're too far removed from the revolution into those days where we fought for something important. And because we're so far removed from the revolution, we forget why our founders gave us certain guidelines and warnings and instructions. And the reason they gave us these instructions about the Bible is because our Constitution was only written for a moral people. And to be moral, you have to have an understanding of some guidance from religion. And if you're moral, you'll put moral people in government, and you need to be able to trust your government with people who can self-regulate and have a conscience and have morality.
Mm-hmm.
So, these men they just fought a revolution. They were brave enough to fight a revolution, and probably they were looking at losing because it was the number one empire in the world. And they just created a brand new nation, and they went through the Philadelphia Convention. They crafted a document for a government which they assumed was limited. They intended to be limited. They did all this, and so this is their baby, right? This is their creation. And of course, they want to take utmost care to preserve it. And that's the reason they gave us a lot of these instructions and these warnings.
When you talk about moral people, And in general, moral people follow laws. Now I'm going to recommend another book, The Law by Frederick Bastiat. And one of the things that he writes about in there is just because a law is written doesn't make it right, doesn't make it moral. Because when there is a law that says, I'm going to take your income and give it to somebody else, namely called taxation, and give it to someone else, that doesn't make it right.
Right. And another one, The Miracle of America is a book study we just completed at First Baptist Church, Freedom Baptist Church in Havelock. And we'll be doing that at some other churches here in the near future. But yeah, cctaxpayers.com. You can find information about our book studies, education, and a lot of good information up there. Plus, we provide you with sources. And we urge you, don't take our word for anything we say here on the radio or anything you see on our website. Go out, verify it for yourself. Do your own research. Don't ask other people about it. Do it yourself. And you'll learn a great deal that way. Wisdom is one of the best things you can accomplish by doing that. Mary, did you have something else? That was it?
That was it?
You only had one thing to bring to the table? Okay, well, we're going to take another break to hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back and wrap the show up.
In a time when personal responsibility is being mocked and minimized, who's really responsible for your safety and security? Who's really readily available to provide protection for you and your loved ones? Law enforcement is not always going to be there when you need that safety most. Are you prepared to keep you and your family safe and secure? I'm Randy Seiler, owner and instructor for Responsible Security, LLC, and I invite you to be that person, to be the responsible one. Contact me at ResponsibleSecurityLLC.com so you can be better trained, safer, more secure, responsible. At Responsible Security, LLC, I provide personal firearms and security training for a variety of skill levels. Currently, classes are available for obtaining a North Carolina concealed carry handgun permit and for advancing your personal firearms skills.
To find the date of our next class, visit our website at ResponsibleSecurityLLC.com.
Remember, your safety and security depends on you first. Visit ResponsibleSecurityLLC.com to learn more and sign up for a class so you can be better prepared to meet your responsibilities.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern. Everyone loves fresh seafood, and Redfish Seafood Market on Highway 55 East in Grantsboro has all your favorites, like shrimp, scallops, and salmon, and plenty of fresh fish in season. Come for our own soft-shell crabs, pecan wood smoked sausage and salmon, and our very own boiled peanuts. Load up on seafood seasoning, flavorful breading, and sausage from the Redfish Seafood Market, Thursday through Saturday, 10 a.m. till 6 p.m., Highway 55 East in Grantsboro, across from the Dollar Tree.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Y'all ready for this? The County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news, coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout Eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call, the place where patriots come to talk. Before the break, in part of our conversation, I announced about our January meeting where we'll have sheriffs from Craven and Carter County and hopefully from Pamlico and Pitt County participating in a panel discussion on the opioid epidemic. And there's very few people that haven't been touched by it in some manner. And it doesn't matter your social status, your economic status, all that is irrelevant. It touches all families. So we're going to look forward to that. And just to give you an example, there's an article I was reading today. This killer opioid could become a weapon of mass destruction. What are they talking about? It would only take 118 pounds of fentanyl to kill 25 million people. Now think about that. 118 pounds of a substance could kill 25 million people. That's how much of the powerful opioid painkiller Nebraska State Trooper Sam Mortensen found in April when he stopped a truck marked U.S. Mail, swerving on the shoulder along Interstate 80. Rolling up the trailer door revealed an empty hold, but just below a refrigeration unit behind a plastic panel secured with mismatched bolts, Mortensen found 42 brick-shaped packages weighing 54 kilograms full of fentanyl. The drug is so potent that even a small amount, the equivalent of a few grains of salt, can be lethal. Now, folks, fentanyl is everywhere. It's right here locally. It's just about anywhere you want to go. And there's a lot of discussion now in the news today about building the wall. And one side is against it, and the other side, of course, is for it. And that's another part of the problem, is so much of that stuff comes across that open border. And, you know, that's another defense mechanism that our administration, current administration, is trying to put into place. And I agree with it wholeheartedly. Nancy Pelosi is so against it. Well, why doesn't she take down the wall around her mansion? if she feels so safe and all with open borders, why has she got a wall walling in her mansion? And most of the rest of them, they have private security. A lot of them that are against our Second Amendment rights have armed guards with them most everywhere they go. And a lot of them are armed too. So the hypocrisy there is just overwhelming. So looking forward to the January meeting on the opioid epidemic. And I want to go ahead and let you know something else that's going on at that meeting. We're going to have a group come in from an organization in Pitt County, in Greenville. It's called Third Street Ministries. Now, Third Street Ministries, they operate a boys, Christian boys school. And it's absolutely wonderful. I'll get to it here and read you a sign. I took a picture of it when I went in. We just went to their open house recently. Now, this tells you a whole lot about the ministry. I am a Third Street Academy gentleman. God, my Father in heaven, made me. I am a child of the King, made in His image and destined for greatness. Therefore, I am strong, kind, courteous, honest, obedient, and brave. I am a Third Street Academy gentleman. Now, these are low-income children, and they would not get the quality of education that they're getting at this school if they were going to public school, and there's no way they could afford to go to a private school. It's a great ministry, but also they have some other branches. One of their branches is services, where they do lawn care, landscaping, commercial accounts. And what they do, they're taking former addicts, former felons, and they're bringing them into this ministry, and they give them a job. And they help them to overcome the marks against them that they got from their previous lives, and to help them have support to move on in life and be productive citizens. And so they're going to be there. They'll have information that they can share with you. So we urge you to come out and spend some time with us that night. Again, Sheriff Chip Hughes and Sheriff Asa Buck have confirmed. We're waiting for confirmation from the other two counties. Well, that's just about all the time we got for today's show. Guys, y'all brought up some interesting points here on what the current administration has accomplished, but you haven't even scratched the surface. So, people, I just urge you to go out and search for the news that you're not being presented on mainstream media, and you'll find out there's a whole lot of other stuff that's been accomplished that is making America great again is exactly that's what it is.
That's the best way to put it.
Yeah, that's the best way to put it. And I'm looking forward to seeing the end results and hoping that we can continue headed in the right direction. Well, that's all we have for today. So please come back next Sunday and join us on CCTA Wake Up Call here on 107.1.
And don't forget to come out to our
Christmas
party.
Tuesday night, December 18th, downtown New Bern, Stanley Hall Ballroom. We'll be looking forward to
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. And you don't have to bring me a present. Just show up.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
The CCTA truly appreciates their sponsors because their support makes it possible for Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association to bring all of you Wake Up Call every Sunday. Those sponsors include Professional Auto Services on Country Club Road in New Bern, Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutrition consultant, Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend. Other great supporters are RightWingGranny.com with a unique perspective on the news, B&J Seafood on US 70 in New Bern, the North Carolina Fisheries Association, Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Also, the County Compass, serving Pamlico, Beaufort, Craven, and Carteret counties. Dr. J. Singleton, Moore's Old Time Barbecue. Tune in for the CCTA Wake Up Call every Sunday on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240.